it is a foundation, and it also gets grants from foundations. So it's almost like you're re-granting as well. So can you talk about that a little bit, and how does that work?
Well, and you know, my time there was 2008 to 2013. So obviously things change all the time and they evolve. But yes, when I was there, you actually play this dual role. You're raising money.
And well, because you're from Alaska. So like a lot of foundations were like, we care about Alaska, but we don't know anything about it. And so anyway, keep going.
Yeah. And so, you know, living in Alaska, you know, gave that perspective. But, you know, I think that dual role is you are working with organizations on the ground, doing the really important work and having that relationship, and then working with funders and donors, both in Alaska, but also mostly outside of Alaska, to support the important work of those organizations. And so when you work at a place like ACF, you are in that dual role of fundraising for those efforts and then funding those grantees.
Yeah, I just wanted to hover over that because it's pretty cool, that role. Some of the clients I work for funded and fund ACF. And then so I observed that. And then you guys at ACF were able to really strategically, because you're from the community, give grants out. So it was just, it is a helpful service that you provided. So talk to me a little bit about what you learned once you did the shift and became someone who was giving grants out. What were some of the experiences there where you were really happy about them? And then some of the ones where you're like, oh,
yeah, you know,
from it.
I mean, I think the biggest eye opener in moving to a place like that was, you know, the challenge of having to, you know, raise funds all the time to support the groups that you wanted to support in the state. You know, and I think there's always a feeling that more money can be raised and more resources can go to more groups. That's, I think, the challenge of being in any position of funding, no matter which organization or foundation you work at. I think some of the things that were really exciting for me during my time there were that I got to work with really innovative on the ground leaders who wanted to make changes in the community and in the movement. And I wasn't just providing grants. I was working in collaboration with those groups, facilitating conversations, strategic planning. And that was really rewarding. The other part of that work that was incredibly rewarding was I was able to work with a group of Indigenous leaders, to create a fund that is not there anymore, but it was called the Alaska Native Fund, and I was guided by Indigenous leaders in the community in setting up what the funding guidelines were and how to fund Indigenous priorities on the environment, which can be different from Western priorities on conservation, or just be seen through a really different lens, which is very important, especially in Alaska. So that was incredibly rewarding. And I think in both of those experiences, being able to work hand in hand with the individuals doing the work was key to understanding where funding was needed. And I think that's really important when you're in the position, because we're not always in the position. Many of us are never in the position of being able to direct where resources go. You need to know what people on the ground are doing and thinking and what the challenges are.
I think
some of the hard stuff about working in that role, or maybe in any role where you are in that position of allocating resources, how do you know, if you're making the right decisions? There's always going to be some group or some effort that doesn't get funded when another one does get funded. And, you know, I think you always want to be doing the right thing.